We bring on Danny West of hogsports.com. It's part of the Double B's recruiting roundup. Double B's is where you gas it, grab it, and go. 29 locations throughout Arkansas. There's sure to be a location close by. Double B's stores are always fully stocked with everything you might need. And be sure to check out Double B's for all of their in-store specials. Danny, good afternoon. How are you?
Afternoon, fellas. I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Danny, I know you've got some exciting news about offers that are going out and also some news about potential guys that will be coming in for visits.
Yeah. Last weekend, I think they held about 15 on campus, 15 or 16, and probably going to end up with about that many more this weekend. The difference is offers. This week, they've already offered several from this group. The first one, Jack Krause, tight end at Bentonville, has offers from Arkansas and Illinois. Davion Hall is a Baylor commit, safety from Texarkana, that they're really hoping will come up here and check it out and give them a strong look. He's already got an offer, as well as 2015 offensive lineman Zach Rogers from Hebron, Texas. Actually, the same high school as Dietrich Wise, the redshirt freshman defensive end on campus now. So a very good group of guys. And then you get to a guy like Jarvis Cooper, a guy I'm really high on out of West Memphis, a linebacker. I think he's got a very, very good shot of ending up with an Arkansas offer before all is said and done. And then maybe an Isaac Jackson, Fort Smith Southside quarterback. He's already visited LSU and Mississippi State. A lot of interest rolling in for him, so appears to be a pretty good prospect.
Danny, we had a caller call in, and I think I got the name right, but Michael B. Perry is a quarterback for Pottsville. He also plays basketball team, but they asked about him. Is there any update on him?
Yeah, Perry is a little bit of a smaller guy. I think he plays running back and does a little bit of everything for them down there at Pottsville. Former teammate of Jeremy Ward, offensive lineman up here now. From everything I'm told, and I haven't seen him in person actually play, but I think I have seen him at camp. Pretty good athlete. Still not sure, you know, exactly how much SEC-type offers he might get, but from everything I'm told, one of the better athletes in the state this year.
Danny, we've got a caller on the line. Let's go to Joe in The Rock. He's got a question about Bobby Portis and Moses Kingsley. Joe, welcome.
Okay. Hey, guys. Hey, real quick. The other day, I forget which day it was, but I think their coach, their AAU coach, called in, and I had to take another call, and I didn't get to listen. I think he coached all three of them, Portis, Kingsley, and Harris. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was yesterday that we had the call.
Yeah,
and he said he coached all three of them. And he said they're going to basically
– they all can play, and he said they're good at defending also.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm excited about that. And I'm also want to hear how we're taking we're reshaping the athletes up there with this Coach Herbert. I'm excited about him. If he can do all that, he ought to be one of the highest paid guys up there.
Well, he's getting $300,000 a year to do what he does, and that's one thing that I think Danny today. Joe, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Danny, that's one thing I think today that a lot of people want to really dive into Danny, Coach Herbert, and what he's been able to do with these players, the transformations that he's trying to make with them.
Yeah, I'm not sure a teleconference with the strength coach will ever be more publicized than the one today. A lot of people wanting information on how things are going right now. We're going to find out here in about an hour and 10 minutes or something like that. But everything I'm told is everything's going well so far. And I know you guys always see them on Twitter, players tweeting how tough the workouts were and this and that, different parts of their bodies hurting that they didn't know existed before Herbert came along. So should be interesting. Again, I think you find out the real results during the season. You know, how long can these guys hold up in SEC football? I think that's the real test.
Yeah, I agree with you. And one thing, if somebody does ask him or if you find out, the question I have is what is he doing with their lateral movement, their quickness, and their speed? There's no question that he's going to get them stronger,
And in the Big Ten, you know, that's kind of the brand of football is
right.
to be strong. And some of the guys I trained with for the combine, they definitely looked the part and they were strong, but they weren't as fast and as quick, as explosive. So what I just wonder what kind, type of stuff like that, because, you know, in the SEC to compete, you have to have speed and quickness.
Absolutely. Totally agree with you. And that's definitely one of the things I'm kind of curious to find out as well. You know, are they getting quicker? Are they getting faster? Especially on the offensive and defensive lines. You know, they definitely needed to get stronger. I think they got pushed around a lot last year. But at times, you know, even against a Mississippi State, South Carolina, they just didn't look as quick and athletic as some of those teams.
And I know that we were younger, so that does kind of
sure.
That way. But yeah, I just wonder about that. What all type of explosive type drills are they doing?
And Danny, also, let's talk about some of the targets that Brett Bielema and his staff they've put some offers out there. Let's talk about some of those guys that they've offered.
Yeah, definitely. Over the last few weeks, been shelling out a lot of offers. I think we spoke about a kid last week, and I'm waiting on him to get back with me to see if he's going to be up here this weekend. Terrence Alexander is a cornerback from South Louisiana I'm really high on. Definitely a lot of offensive and defensive linemen. I'm not even going to try to attempt his last name, but Jermaine Uglemar, I do believe. And
very good, close big, enough.
There you go. Big junior college offensive tackle. I know he's really, really high on Arkansas right now. You know, at offensive line, they've really got to play catch up, especially at tackle, over these next couple of years. I thought they really missed on a lot of really good ones in the past two classes. So I think you will see junior college kind of be their thing this year. They're going to try to play a little bit of catch up, and he's definitely a fine place to start.
Danny, basketball-wise, we've talked about Mike Anderson building the foundation first to get this program back to where it was, and his goal is to get it there. But you have to start with the foundation. And the foundation this year, with a win Saturday, only losing one game at home. It's only happened three times if they do it for, Saturday. It's only that would be the third year that Arkansas has won all of their games but one inside Bud Walton Arena. And, Matt, I believe yesterday we said only twice before did they win every game inside Bud Walton Arena. So five times total if they can get it done tomorrow – or Saturday, pardon me. But building this foundation, and I know Bobby Portis and Moses Kingsley that are coming in, but also talk about maybe the guard out there, the JUCO guard that they're looking very, very hard at.
A little bit of bad news on him, Trey. I was told over the weekend that maybe they don't feel as good as they did about Desmond Lee, the New Mexico junior college guard that you're referring to. Arkansas was really in good shape with him and may still be, you know, but you've got to get him on campus, first of all. You've got to get him here for a visit. But here lately, Desmond Lee has just been skyrocketing. And I mean, big-time offers from all over the U.S. I know he's a Virginia guy, or I'm sorry, he's from the East Coast. NC State is really high on his list, and you know, as well as others on the East Coast. And he's actually from out there, so wouldn't be a big surprise to see him stay a little closer to home on the East Coast. And but I mean, they're still in it, but I don't think they feel as good as they did.
So if they
you know,
do,
a
if
couple
they...
of weeks ago.
Yeah, so, okay, if they don't get him, then what is their next move?
Well, I would have said it was going to be Elgin Cook, but even he turned around yesterday and committed to Oregon, so they may be scrambling a little bit towards the end of spring. And I think you see that a lot. I wish more kids would wait until spring signing period to actually pick a school, because they're in a team's mind, they're worth so much more. Desmond Lee, for example, was on a scale from 1 to 10, probably a 4 or 5, you know, type player in the fall. Now you've got all these teams trying to fill a spot, and they think he's a 5-star all of a sudden. So it happens.
1-800-477-1037, 433-1037, the number to call to be a part of Overtime today. We've got Danny West with us until the bottom of the hour. You can ask him questions about Razorback recruiting. Danny, I do know one thing. I know that Saturday night, for for that 6A championship final between Little Rock Hall and Jonesboro. Mike Anderson will be in attendance at Barden Coliseum.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He should be, too. Everything I'm told is Allen is the real deal. I wish I could make that trip. I've got to do, of course, basketball on Saturday and then turn around and get ready for spring football and a camp coming up in Dallas. But I want you guys to keep me posted on that game Saturday.
Well, we'll keep you posted on the 7A, too. That's Kayvon Allen, the one you're talking about with North Little Rock. But I think he might be looking at Caron Ross as well, the outstanding guard for Jonesboro.
Yeah, I actually saw a tweet earlier this morning from a head coach out there at Jonesboro, and he said Arkansas has been on him for 2 years. I didn't realize that. I thought he was kind of a newer name. You know, he is a bit of a smaller guy, but definitely with people on the way out and different targets coming off the board at this point for Arkansas, he may get a much stronger look than maybe a lot of people anticipated.
Danny, and when spring ball's getting started, who are you looking for, maybe they didn't play a lot last year, to step up and kind of maybe earn a starting spot this spring?
When you're 4-8, you got to look at everybody, in my opinion. And I think that's part of the reason they probably chose to close practice. But for me personally, that's a very good question. Offensive and defensive linemen, I think, is really a spot a lot of young guys can step up. I think about Jamichael Winston, big defensive end, had offers to go just about everywhere he wanted. Dietrich Wise, the same type mold, just huge defensive ends who could probably even bulk up a little more. I think defensive tackle, Darius Filon, you know, they lost three big-time seniors, actually four seniors from last year's roster. But, of course, LaVance Askew, you know, was kind of disappointing down the stretch, didn't play a lot. Darius Filon is definitely one I'm looking for. And as far as offensive line, I think Jeremy Ward, the Pottsville native. I think Cordell Boyd is probably another one who redshirted last year. Those two are at guard right now, and definitely you've lost both guards. So there's room for some young guys to step into those roles.
Let's go to Jason and Brian. He's got a question for you, Danny. Jason, welcome to Overtime.
Thanks, guys. Danny, how you doing today?
Good, buddy. You?
Always good, man, always good. Yeah, I was listening to you. Caron Ross, I can remember when they first started talking about him as a ninth grader. I think a lot of people thought he would get a little bigger, too. You know, I know that Arkansas has been recruiting him since then, but I think they were expecting that he'd get a little bigger. Been, from what I remember, he's pretty much the same size as he has been since then. I know that's weird, but either way, I mean, he's a really good player, but he's just so small compared to, like, Anton Beard, who's a point guard as well.
Right.
But he is a good player. And I was going to ask you about, on the football, a couple things. The guys coming in this weekend, how many of them have offers, visitors, and then how many do you expect maybe to get an offer on the way out, or do you expect them to be like the same kind of guys that came in last week where they're just going to tell them they were still, you know, evaluated and want to see more of them?
Yeah, very good question. And, I would say even for a guy like Jarvis Cooper, a guy who doesn't have an offer right now, I think there's a very high chance that he's going to get one at some point. But again, this weekend, I think they're going to tell all of those guys, hey, come back up here for both of our camps later this summer. We want to see you work. We want to see how you relate to our coaching staff and see if you can buy into what we're trying to sell here. And so I think it's going to be a bit of a waiting period. Now, I wouldn't be totally shocked if they were to go ahead and offer Cooper. He's picking up a lot of interest right now. Alabama, Ole Miss, you name it. But a guy like Will Jones, I think about, the Jamal Bell kid from Warren. That's a guy they're really high on right now, but he's probably going to be a guy that they want to come in and camp. So I would imagine it'd be a lot like last week. As far as offers, Jack Krause has an offer from Bentonville, tight end. Davion Hall, the safety from Texarkana, and then, of course, 2015 lineman Zach Rogers, who we're pretty educated on by now. He's been up here the last 2 years for camps, big-time guy. Texas Tech has offered. OU is, I think, pretty close, so he's going to be a big-time prospect.
Yeah, I don't see any way he's not a four-star. And then I was going
to
throw in mine on the spring football. I just can't wait to see the linebackers shake out and then the cornerbacks. I know that we got returner with Tevin Mitchell and all that, but I mean, with Carroll Washington coming in And then Will Hines, seeing how much he's improved. I really think, and even I think you like Davon McKinney a lot, the way he improved from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. Am I correct?
Right, yeah, absolutely. Davon McKinney. And then you've got a couple of guys who redshirted. Don't forget Jared Collins, Ray Buchanan Jr. The numbers as far as cornerback should be much better. Not saying they're going to be much improved, but they'll have a lot more bodies at that position.
All right, thanks, man. You do a great job when you're on here. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
Danny, we have one live fan feedback. Blake and Bennett said, Anton Beard cut it down to four schools, Tennessee, Arkansas, UMass, and LSU. I was wondering if you could touch on that. If he has cut it down to four schools, and who do you think is the favorite?
Yes, he did. He did that this morning. And right now, I think the thing you look at on that list is that Missouri is no longer there. You know, Beard actually said, even after he decommitted from Missouri, I'm still very much considering them, very high on them. I think the fact that they're not there anymore really, really opens it up for Arkansas to kind of step in there and take the lead. I'm not sure they've done that as of yet, still a long way to go, but if there was another team on that list that kind of, you know, might worry you if you're Arkansas, it'd probably be Tennessee based on, you know, who they've got leaving the program over the next couple of years. A lot like Arkansas, going to have a big, big spot to fill at point. So I think they would probably worry you a little bit. But in my opinion, guys, I really feel like Beard is probably going to end up a Razorback. I know that may be bold right now, but it just makes sense to me. It just makes sense that he'll probably be a Hog.
Everything I hear is that his mom is the one that the coaches really need to talk to. His dad's trying to get involved, but his mom is the one that they need to talk to. Real quick, let's go. Well, there's the music. Mike, real quick, Mike, can you get your question in?
Yeah, I was going to ask him, what do you know about Jalen Curtis, and do you think he's SEC material? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Jalen Curtis.
Jalen came up last weekend for a visit, was told that they still want to evaluate him, see him in camp, much like the others. So still a long way to go for Jalen, but a very good athlete, and they'll see him this July.
Danny, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You bet, man. Anytime.